Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Dell. Is he not here? We don't know. Is he here or not here? We don't really know if he's here. Did you see him? Have you heard him?
I believe at some point a man needs to take personal responsibility. He knows what time the show starts every day. I got to check down the hall to make sure he gets down here on time.
Oh, I just don't know.
7 o'clock all the time, every day, for the last how many years? And I got to go down there and say, hey, time for the show? Not even the...
It's only been 26 plus years.
What's the deal? Just roll your dumbass chair down here and start the show. Your special ergonomic chair and start the show.
Oh, maybe he doesn't want to start the show after that game last night.
Yeah, that was ugly.
That was, okay, it's the Charlotte loss, and that was the first game of the season. That was the worst loss of the year. That was the worst loss of the year.
Brooklyn took it personal, apparently. They heard Ime talk about the previous game and talked about them being a low-level team, and they didn't appreciate the commentary. Now they waited to hear the chair rolling.
I hear the chair rolling.
They waited to the final seconds to take it out on the Rockets, but oh, look at that! Look at Lance.
We didn't tell you what time it was. Well, see, Dell, nice job. You didn't even tell him what time it was. He doesn't have access to a clock in there.
No, he's staring at a computer that's on an atomic clock.
Thanks for ruining the show, Del.
He can't figure out how to get here on time.
Not telling him what time it was.
Nice trick, Del.
Yeah, trick.
You listen to this guy. He'll get after players for quitting and the NIL, getting the transfer portal, not being responsible, always taking these we out. He's going to blame me because he doesn't know what time it is.
He didn't know what time it was, but you're the producer. About time you took some responsibility.
My job is to tell him what time it is.
What do you do?
What do you do?
You need to just say, "Hey,
no,
get in here." You do that all the time.
How come no one does that to me? How come? Hey, no one informs me what time it is. I have to know what time it is. How come you don't do that?
Why? I don't understand why he doesn't just work in here.
Yeah, I don't, because he's writing up players in there
instead of getting ready for the show.
Yes.
No, that's first of all, I like watching on my TV, looking at like. The screen, it's easier to see stuff on that big screen I have.
Well, I know, but you're supposed to be getting ready for the show, not watching players.
No. I also get ready for the show where I can see it easily.
Oh.
Look how little this is.
Uh-huh, yeah. Okay. Anyway.
All you got to do is say, hey, like you always do. Get in here. You have a show to do. That's what you usually do, but you intentionally didn't do it today.
Well. Maybe you're trying to sabotage the show again, though.
Maybe I'm a fan of, hey, it's a new America. We take personal responsibility. Just because you're a DEI host doesn't mean I got to help you out in all regards.
He's the DEI hire. Who's the DEI hire here?
I know I've been called that by certain people on our stream, but apparently he is. He doesn't know how to get to work on time. That feels like DEI to me.
Reed Shepherd is DEI hire.
Reed Shepherd was a DEI hire. What is he putting up a shot, running down the court with the ball with a minute left, up four, and firing a three? They get the rebound. Jalen fires it up right away, too. Is there no understanding of the shot clock? Is there no understanding of running some clock so that you can get a win? What are they doing?
I mean, this is such an F up. This team is playing so bad in the fourth quarter right now. So stupid. Dumb basketball. They're not able to finish at all late in games now. I mean, and they're their own worst enemies. They effed up the Cleveland game that they pulled out because a miraculous set of missed free throws were able to untangle them after stupid basketball in that one where Fred's falling down and all that stuff. Then you get to the game yesterday where you're not guarding anybody, you're turning a ball over late. Yesterday, bad shots, bad possessions, no defense again when you need it at a critical time. This is four losses in a row, but the way they're losing is bad. This bad, and I'm not even counting got their ass kicked by the Nets at home, which, you know, that team at that time had won 15 games. Now they've put two more wins on the board against the Rockets, so they've got 17 wins. Disappointing win. Ime is going to be mad.
Oh, no, he is mad. Mm-hmm. Okay, he already is mad. Oh, man, did you see we'll play Calvin Murphy last night? He was pissed after the game.
Because I mean, adding up, like, it's this. They're playing like a dumb basketball team.
Yeah.
No, they're playing like losers at the end of games.
It was awful, awful, awful. And that's two games in a row that Amen. First, the other night, he just dribbled right down the middle, and it was stolen away from him by Jalen Brunson. And then that inbounds pass. I mean, I know Fred is Fred and not worth $40 million, but you sure could have used a guy that had his head on at the end of the game that isn't going to throw a bounce pass across the middle of the lane with nobody there.
Fred can hook you up with some late turnovers too now, but I would agree. He couldn't have been worse.
That could not have been a worse inbound. What are you doing? Call a timeout if there's nobody open. What are you doing?
Just
you threw it right
bad.
To D'Angelo Russell, and he hits. They were up four with 9 seconds left. How do you lose that basketball game?
No, it's one of the worst losses they've taken in 3 years.
Yeah, it was the worst, certainly the worst this season.
It's almost impossible. You know, the ESPN, where's that win chart that they have?
Yeah.
The win probability.
9 seconds left?
Yeah, the win probability was probably at 99.8.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of the worst losses you could possibly imagine.
Can you imagine if you'd have bet on Brooklyn right with 9 seconds left? How much money
they
would have won?
They close that stuff down.
They do?
Yeah, they usually close it down like a minute to go.
Oh, they
two
do?
2 minutes ago.
Oh, they don't let you bet in less
in
minute?
Football, basketball.
Really? Yeah. Really? Oh.
Because they don't want you having a chance to...
To destroy them.
Pull a miracle.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. Anyway, that was...
But, you could have bet Brooklyn but 2 minutes ago.
So, ever since Amen was the toast of the town and just everybody's...
Well, he did have a triple-double last
He
game.
Did have... It was great. That was really nice. That was great. But in the crunch time in the last two nights, and, oh, by the way, before that, he's the guy that was covering Jalen Brunson at the end of the game, and Jalen Brunson just went off on him. And then, again, last night, while they threw it, it wasn't his fault offensively. But, boy, they just gave up an easy three and went up nine, up four with 9 seconds left. Just an easy three, and then the inbounds lost it for him. But Ime Udoka, when asked after this, I think it was the wrong time to ask Ime about Amen. And I'm pretty sure that it was not. And Amen, listen, Amen's going to catch it just like everybody's going to catch it today.
Our supposed good defenders, that was aimed at Amen.
Yeah, right.
Well, because he's not playing favorites.
Well, that was, listen to this one last night about Amen winning a defensive player of the month in January.
Somebody had to ask him yesterday.
The versatility that we always have with him, he can guard pretty much every position. He wasn't for February, was he? On Brunson last night, was he? From January. It's January, but no, he's guarding 1 through 5 and doing what he does, what he's always done. So we know that about him already. Gives us the versatility to put him with any lineup and guard any position. And so obviously stands out, the blocks, the steals, with the on-ball defense, whether it's 1 through 5, and saw that obviously January and all year so far.
January. Yeah, he said it wasn't January against Brunson last night, was it? No, it wasn't. But he's, you know what, he's got love for Amen, but it was awful.
Amen actually has not been a bad turnover player. Sure, he's averaging 2 a game, but he had 7 last night. And I don't see – everyone likes to default into he's the point guard. Just because that was what they said when he got drafted. You know, he's a wing. I mean, he's a wing who can handle the ball just the same way Jalen – just the same way Jalen Green can handle the ball. Jalen Green gets the offense set up. This offense really doesn't have a true point guard. It has – well, it does with Fred, but it's really more of a get the offense started – you can run a high screen
roll. To
me,
he's more of a power forward. The way he rebounds, the way he's around the basket, he doesn't take outside shots. I mean,
I feel like
he almost got a couple of fours on the floor when he's out there.
Stretch fours, you got they shoot more threes.
Yeah, right.
Well, he's more of an old school.
He's not a stretch four. He's a four.
He's more of an old school three. Four is what he is. He's an old school three who can defend multiple positions. That's what he is. Everything about his game is old school, including the fact that he can't shoot. From distance. So,
well, he really doesn't. He passes up every three. He passes up every three.
And that's great. Yeah. That's great.
Don't shoot what you can't make. Yeah, yeah. I have nothing wrong with that. That was the worst loss this season, and I don't even know. I mean, the Charlotte loss to start the season, but it was the first game. Oh, well, whatever. Threw in a stinker. They had another stinker against a bad team. Well, the Brooklyn game the other night. Those two. Listen. Brooklyn had five wins at home going into this game last night. Five wins at home. And Brooklyn is not a good basketball team. But you know what? Thank God Brooklyn isn't in the West, because Brooklyn is an ass kicker of the Houston Rockets. Man, oh man, oh man. They beat their tails here. It wasn't even close. And then they come up with a miraculous win last night. You had Alpi back, which was really, really nice. He had a nice game. Were you guys nervous at all?
By the way, Amen's three of his last 19 from three. I don't want him shooting.
No.
I mean, that dates all the way back to the beginning of January. He shot 19 threes since January.
Has he really shot that many?
He shot 19 since January. I mean, that's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 games.
Yeah, almost one
again. 19 threes, 15 games, and he's made three.
Yeah.
Don't shoot it.
Yeah, right. Do you guys worried at all when you saw how many Turkish people there are in this country?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, because they don't like you two, because of your attitude towards Alpi. At the game last night, there were 500 Turkish people there.
Oh, cool.
Why would I be concerned?
They ain't my business.
Well, because
in this America?
Yeah. Yeah.
They better be careful in this America.
Well,
Trump will send people to the games.
I don't know. Are we going after Turkish people too?
Trump's going after everybody. You're not safe. You've got two different types of
Greek and Italian?
Yeah. You got tomato juice and olive oil in you.
Tomato juice.
We got olive oil. There's olive oil in both, okay? There's a lot of olive oil in Italy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way. Just so you know.
Doubly olive oil.
He'll let the Russian
Trump's
gonna let the Russian and Ukrainian women stay.
Probably.
He'll let them stay. He's got a thing for them.
Wow.
I think it has a lot to do with tone, and by that I mean of skin.
Yeah.
Like Turkish people.
All of a sudden you're calling yourself dark meat?
Turkish people should be fine. They're from Europe. They should be okay. I mean, if you are from...
If you're from
the south of here, and all of a sudden apparently north of here too, apparently Canada, Canadians better watch it. But I think if you're east of here... As long as it's from Europe, you're fine.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You're okay. Just okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're all right.
You sort of look like some of us. You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
Now, I am a little bit worried because I buy stuff out of the vending machine. They got little, you know, like that popcorn, that smart food popcorn.
No one's going to fill it up anymore?
No. Oh. I'm worried that it's going to get tariffs on it. And all of a sudden.
Oh. Now it's going to cost
my Diet Dr. Pepper is going to be $9.
You're what?
Yeah, I'm worried the tariffs are going to hit the.
You think it's going to be $9 instead of what are you paying now?
I don't know.
$1.75 You think it's going to be $9 now?
Not $1.25. Okay. What do you live in 84?
I think it might be $1.75, right?
$1.75. What are you getting out of these? What are you getting out of vending machines?
It's a Diet Dr. Pepper.
How much are you spending on a Diet Dr. Pepper?
I don't know. I just tapped my card, but it's about to be $6 when the tariffs hit. And I'll be like,
it's going to be four beep. Times.
This will be, beep, tap. I could go to the store, but even at the stores.
It's going to be more expensive.
But
just is.
In this economy, it's just going to, we got to get the.
Yeah. Yeah. Now.
My eggs. Now, I get buy eggs out of there also, and that's.
Do not buy eggs anymore.
I buy eggs out of the
vending machine.
Out of the vending machine,
and it's gone way. And as I was told, it's gone way down.
Nah, mm-hmm. I don't
think they've
by the way eggs are low now.
I don't think that's happening.
They
in that
crack when they come down off the sting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mess in there.
Mm-hmm.
So Turkey was there to witness a loss. Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. We did not
four straight. That was a disgusting loss. I can't say enough about how terrible it is to lose
as
like that.
Alpi got a lot of opportunities, and the free throws weren't great. I mean, he made a couple late, but you know, splitting a pair is kind of what he does. The young players were a key in the loss, and when you ask why not us. All those 20-somethings, that's why. When you start to ask yourself why people may not think highly of us as far as the playoff team, it's all the young guys who have to go through things like this.
The last four games are a good example of why Vegas had them, even when they're number two in the West, they had them six to win the West behind the Sun. I still think that's disrespectful, but at the same time, I get it. I get it because you're right. They've played like a young team down the stretch. For a long time this year. Like, it's not just the last four games. This has been an ongoing problem for them, is they cannot finish games right now. And even when they win games, they didn't finish in the fourth quarter. They're not putting a foot on somebody's throat and finishing the game. They're letting people hang around. You can't do that.
Don't hang around. Yeah. All right.
Hanging around.
Hang around. All right, 7:15 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You got anything you want to add to that? You're both welcome. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Derek Stingley had some comments that will be interesting for everybody. Dana Brown had some very interesting comments. So we'll hear from him about where they are in the Bregman negotiations. And right now, I mean, I don't know how much negotiation there is, but I'll tell you this. Brinkman is going to come to your home. BrinkmanQuality.com is where you find it. BRINKMANN. Two N's at the end. BrinkmanQuality.com. If your situation, you know, after our freeze, after our storms, after everything, we're going into a new year. We're going to hit hurricane season about, you know, the end of summer. And is your roof ready for it? If it is not, if you haven't done anything to your roof in years, if you just even haven't even looked at it, you don't even think about your roof. Well, I would think about it. Why don't you have Brinkman Quality come to your home, check out your roof. You can have an affidavit that shows your insurance company that Brinkman Quality checked out your roof and got the passing grade, okay? Otherwise, when it comes time to pay you, if you have anything that happens, and oh, by the way, if you haven't done anything, there might be some work that needs to be done up there. You want to save your whole house from a possible flooding because your roof can't take it, well, then have Brinkman come to your home. BrinkmanQuality.com, BRINKMANN, quality.com. They've been doing this for over 50 years. Let them come and check out your roof. If you haven't done it, it's something you got to do. BrinkmanQuality.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Rockets with a terrible, terrible, terrible loss last night. Worst of the season. Maybe the worst. I think you said one of the worst of the last 3 years.
Well,
it's so many
in the tweets that I've been watching this team since Moses Malone. It's the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter, I think YouTube said that.
Yeah, I mean, the losses over the last haven't really meant that much.
It don't matter much.
This matters because of where they are in the standings now. So
it's really hard to lose a game with
just terrible.
With that many, you know, it's hard to lose a game with that type of lead. With that, if you have a 4-point lead with a minute to go, you should win. You're going to win most. My guess is you went over 80% of your games, probably even higher than that.
Not if you're jacking up threes without running any clock. I mean, no, I've never seen anything dumber in my life. When Reed Shepard put that up, I was like, that's not it. And then they get the rebound, and Jalen puts it right up after him. It was like, what are you guys? What is wrong? What the hell are you doing?
It's not always a high IQ team.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't then. Dana Brown. Let's hear from Dana Brown. For anybody hoping that Alex Bregman is coming back, I think you can put those those hopes to
rest. Well, he hasn't been the one saying it.
What?
He's had to address it. But this entire time that we've talked about it, Dana's like, media. Well, you know, we have to, like, I owe Boris a call. Oh. So this isn't an active conversation? Yeah, no. So, I mean, yeah, well, you don't want to close the door on anything. And I'm like, this doesn't sound like this is coming from Dana.
All right. No, it's not. It's not coming from Dana. This is coming from, this must be coming from the Boris side, because it certainly isn't coming from Dana. From his last comments last week to this one yesterday, here he is talking about Alex Bregman in the past tense.
And so we're trying to build this club not only for 2025, but we're building it for the future and beyond. And so, you know, I know we're going to miss out on Tucker. We're missing out on Bregman because he was a free agent. And, you know, but we felt like we added two big pieces back in that first through five in the order. You know, we lost Tucker and Bregman, but, you know, adding back Paredes and Walker, guys that are going to hit, you know, that early in your lineup, we felt like, you know, we're a good team. I mean, we know that those guys that are leaving that were good, they were a big part of the winning here, but we also feel good about, you know, the current team, and we feel like we've got every opportunity to win the division again.
Well, I mean, ultimately, we're still having conversations about Bregman internally, and I could probably leave it at that.
That's it. He's not talking to Boris. I think everybody's speculating that the offer is still on the table. Is it? We don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
They've already signed. Like, why would that money be there? It put them in.
Yeah, they spent that money already.
It was spent. Yeah. Why do people think Jim Crane's going way over some tax threshold? Yeah. He's not. He never has. He's not going to.
Oh, he's going after Polanco. That's something. You know, you've been on them a little bit. A little bit more than I have been. That one was the eye opener for me. Like, what the hell are you doing? I could see moving Altuve to left for Bregman, but for Polanco, what the hell are we doing? I mean, Polanco was terrible last year. You want to put him at second base and move Jose Altuve, a non-left fielder? You saw the video of Altuve going for that ball, the route he took for that fly ball. Yeah. Out there. It's just, what are we doing?
It's dumb. It's terrible. You'd rather have, look, man, try Paredes there. If you had Bregman, which you're not going to, but let's just say you had that. Let's say you had Bregman. Then Bregman plays third. You don't take a Gold Glover off of his spot, and you put Paredes out there. You don't put Biggio out in left. I'm sorry. That was actual slip of the tongue. You don't put Altuve out in left field. You just don't do it. Like, I don't understand what we're doing here.
Well,
what the thought is.
Dana Brown addressed that. And he addressed Lance McCullers.
I don't care.
No.
Honestly, don't care what he's going to say.
Well, you're going to like this. You're going to like this about Lance McCullers.
Okay, let's hear.
Okay.
Yeah, so I walked out one day. I saw him taking some fly balls and beat me being a scout from coming out of a scouting background. I was like, look, this guy looks pretty good out there. And we all know he could run, and I just saw the fun and joy on his face like a little kid. You know, he was out there having some fun, so that's always a good thing.
You were also an outfielder too, weren't you?
Dana, going into camp, what's it look like right now for Lance McCullers? Where is he in his rehab?
Yeah, he's been throwing very well. I think he's had like five workouts off the mound. There's no pain. I think he's been up to 90, and so he's throwing the ball very well. It looks very promising, and we hope he continue to progress.
Hit 90, okay.
Well, I mean, you gotta...
And he's thrown five sessions, and he's not even hurt yet. How about that?
He didn't phrase it like he's.
That's
not
exactly
hurt
what he
yet.
Said.
He didn't say he's not hurt yet.
He's not even hurt yet.
But we infer that.
Well, how else are you going to look at that?
Yeah, I mean, I mean,
he's thrown five sessions and he hasn't even broken down yet.
Do you think Dana Brown imagined this sound coming out of Altuve while he was having the time of his life playing left? He was having the time of his life out there,
man. Me like comes a from a scouting background,
like a little kid.
The joy he had
where
on his face.
That's awful. You're a bad person.
It sounded like he was talking about a little kid, like the joy he had on his face.
Listen to your GM. He said he
I don't care about the joy. Can he throw anyone out when he fly balls?
Yeah,
he's having
so
fun.
I walked out one day. I saw him taking some fly balls, and me being a scout from coming out of a scouting background,
I was very like, serious.
Look, this guy looks pretty good out
got
there.
Got it, got it.
And
got
we
it.
All know he could run, mm-hmm. and I just saw the fun and joy
oh, look,
on his face
fun.
Like a little kid. You know, he's out there having some fun. So.
Can you stop doing that? You can stop that now, right?
Stop what?
Stop doing that. You're a bad person. He's trying. He was having fun.
Don't blame
and here
me.
You are ruining it.
Listen to the GM. He was like a little kid out there. Oh, okay.
I mean, Dane is already trying to convince himself that he's, you know, Altuve's a left fielder. I don't know about this organization.
It's a hell of a run. I don't fundamentally know what they think sometimes.
No.
But
that's all.
Kikuchi was, you know, he ended up being a pretty good player.
What was your favorite Bregman moment now that it's over?
God, there's so many postseason home runs and moments. I don't know.
I still think immediately of the Red Sox.
I know. I do, too, but that's not like...
Off Sale in the seventh inning?
But that was the first year, which was great. But I'm trying to think of, like, there's been plenty since
then. Oh, no, yeah.
I don't know why I don't think of them, because there's been so many for George, for Carlos, for Bregman, for Yordan. Like, there's so many, not as much for Tucker, but there's been so many great postseason moments that... I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I'd have to go look at how many home runs he has. My favorite, because probably recency bias, but the home run in the postseason for Altuve against the Rangers is one of my. Now, unfortunately, they lost that series, but
yeah,
that was one of my favorite.
But he won
Altuve
that game in Dallas
in dramatic fashion.
Yeah.
Give you what we thought was going to be.
Well, it's not
a
Altuve.
Real good chance
to
win.
We're not eulogizing Altuve.
Well, his time at second. They're clearly trying to get
as
him.
As a second baseman.
I mean, Polanco wasn't even good. And they're trying to, he had a 650 OPS. And they're like, what can we do to add Polanco? Like, wow. Are we sure we want to add? This is what we want to add. We're trying to get rid of Jake. And we would add a Jake in the infield? Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this? What are we doing? What are we doing? All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here. You're more than welcome. Right now, though, you're talking about Underdog.
Yeah, I'm talking about Underdog Fantasy. I'm talking about the big game that's coming up. Everyone's all excited. Like, what's going to happen? Listen, you have an opinion. I have, but my opinion has shifted. I think, well, it's actually strengthened. I think Philly is going to roll Kansas City.
What?
Yeah, this feels like Seattle versus Denver all over again. So what I got to do is figure out how the game is going to go. Do I want to go higher on Saquon Barkley? On his yards in the first quarter, on his yards at the half. Do I want to go lower on passing yards for Patrick Mahomes? Do I want to go lower on catches for Travis Kelce? How do you think the game's going to go? And then, you know, adjust your highs and lows, your picks against the stats that are out there according to how you think the game's going to go. Use your sports knowledge to make real money. You can win up to 1,000 times your original play. You can crisscross sports. You can do football along with pro basketball, along with college basketball. That's something people do all the time. They have profit boosts in the lobby that you need to take advantage of because it simply means more money for you when you win. And the best way to do this is by using my promo code Lance. When you use my promo code Lance, they're going to give you up to $1,000 in bonus cash, and then you start playing. It's that easy. Download the app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. You get up to $1,000 of bonus cash, and you are set to go for the big game, and you are going to be a winner. Go play and go win Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to ncbgambling.org.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Gary, if you want to call back in, we'll get you in here. Sorry we missed you in the last segment, but we got Paul that wants to get into here now. Hey, Paul.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Dell just said something that it struck me. He said, I'm not sure about this organization, meaning the Astros, and I think James Click deserves a lot more credit than probably we gave him. Everybody thought, oh, he's a pretty good GM, whatever, but who knows how many crazy-ass ideas that he had to fend off from Bagwell and Enos Cavell and Reggie and Crane. I mean, just the train on the tracks. I think that guy deserves even more credit than we've probably given him.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
That's probably true. I've always felt kind of weird that he didn't, you know. I mean, he came right after Jeff Leno. And so it was tough because we all, you know, loved Jeff Leno. He took over a team that was ready-made. But the fact is, he built that bullpen. And that bullpen was historically good in 2022 postseason. James Click had a lot to do with the 2022 championship. You know, I think it's unfortunate that it became Click versus Dusty in Dusty's mind, and maybe in Click's, I don't know, and certainly in the front office. And it was also like the shine was on a lot of times Dusty because he had been a baseball lifer and had never won a World Series, and that was Dusty's World Series, and we were all really excited mm-hmm. for Dusty to win that World Series. So I get it, but Click was just kind of an afterthought. It is in hindsight.
He was gone.
No, I mean, afterthought with fans, too. You win a title, and it's like, well, Dusty won this title, and Click just had all of Leno's guys. But, I mean, he built that bullpen.
Yeah.
Click did a great job with the bullpen, and that bullpen played a massive role in winning the title. So he did deserve more, and yeah, he maybe did have to fend off a lot of stuff. One of the reasons that he was gone, I was told, is that Dusty just didn't. He just thought he was too, you know, Click was too much of a gatekeeper of moves and gatekeeper of things that maybe the organization thought should have happened. You know, trying to guard against certain trades, things like that. And
well,
I don't know.
Well, looking at some of the things they're doing,
they need to be gatekept.
There needs to be some gatekeeping. After he left, as soon as he left, they went stupid. They went crazy with Montero and Abreu and. Goodness gracious, what are we doing? 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here with us. Elliot wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Elliot, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was looking at Lance's mock draft that he put out. I know he said he had spoke to Omar Khan last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. And I was curious, with you having them drafting Golden, does that pretty much confirm they're not going to re-sign Pickens? I don't know if you had some behind-the-scenes conversations with him about that, but reading through the lines here, that kind of seems like that they're going to move on from him, but everybody tends to think that they're going to give him a contract. So I'm just curious if that's what you're implying here by them drafting a receiver in the first round.
No, it's twofold. Number one, it's a second target for whoever your quarterback is, because if you're going to just go get a game manager, you better have some weapons around him. So really, it was twofold. Number one, it's to guard against Pickens flipping out like all Steeler wide receivers do. It's to guard against Pickens not being a Steeler. It's to add weapons as a wide receiver too. Like, it does all those things. It adds to the room another talented wide receiver, and then also it guards against everything that you talked about in case that happens. So I was just trying to – I made a pick that I thought, you know, it's a need. They need another weapon, but also it works with Pickens and it works without Pickens. So that was it. My first mock, I try to just – you know, I don't want to take 7 hours on my first mock because it's all going to get messed up anyway in free agency. All these teams are going to address needs in free agency, and your mock drafts completely change. And your draft needs completely change. So I hate this first mock because it's like, who cares? Everything, you know, after free agency is done, a lot of these teams' needs are going to completely shift. And it's going to completely blow everything up. And players who are going to go one place now are wide open for other places. So I don't even care to do a mock draft until after free agency, to be honest with you. But
how many dumpsters did you get on your
– Just Dan. Just not Dan Holden.
Not Dan Holden.
He always does dumpsters.
What? Well, nobody else.
I had some clown stuff. I had a few clown stuff actually. Like that, I was a clown.
But it's disappointing this year.
Ashton Jeanty to the Jets. That was a huge clown.
Yeah, that's
a clown move.
That's clown.
Shows you don't know. Breece Hall's elite. All this stuff, and like I wish you watch football. I mean, things that are kind of mild, honestly.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Like,
disappointed.
When do they hire someone who watches football? Like, that's pretty good.
I mean,
it's not a bad question. That's not bad.
It's legitimate.
No. That's not bad.
That's legit.
Breece Hall's elite. I said, Breece Hall's elite? Breece Hall has had like 13 touchdowns in the last 2 years, and he averages like 82 yards a game, total offense. I said, this is elite, sir?
Well, it is elite.
Man, we just put a lead on everything.
I wish they could hire somebody that watches football.
I know.
Don't you think that should be something?
I would respond and help Lance out. Trust us. He's watching. He watches it so much, he's late for his own show.
Yeah. Well, I think David makes a good point. Hall of Famers should not have to be looking at the time. They should have someone tell them what time.
Yeah, that's actually fair.
Right.
For those who don't know, Dell usually says, hey, I'm in my office, and today I was listening to some music. Listen to some Gregory Porter.
So you weren't even working?
You weren't? What?
Yeah. I have it in the background. It's a whole vibe in my office. And then it's like the Rocket circa 22 before Adoka got here. It's a total vibe in my office. And I had Gregory Porter on, and I'm listening, and all of a sudden I'm like, and then my computer says 7:00, which means 7 o'clock on my computer. And I'm like
7:00. That's what it usually means all over the world. But
and I'm like, this idiot Dell didn't tell me it was time for my jerk.
I'm the idiot. Yeah. How come the other Hall of Famer has no problem being in a seat?
Because he sits there in his broke down computer that goes.
Well, that is true.
That's his volume. He had his.
It was
you
got to
get rid of that
point.
Poverty computer. You fixed the. You fixed.
My wife
the,
asked me what I want for my birthday. It might be. A laptop.
It's going to have to be a laptop if you can afford a laptop after you got your gas bill. Jeez, if you can't, I got some old Madi used to use something she doesn't use anymore.
Does John need to buy?
Give me something where you can actually hear the volume out of the speakers.
Are we going to have to get John a prefurbished? Because he has to pay for his electric and gas, so we're going to get him a prefurbished laptop that he can afford.
Can y'all stop that, please? My 4-year-old is now going, wee!
Yeah, that was annoying.
Nonstop.
Don't that blame me. Annoying. Blame Dana Brown.
That's Dana Brown's fault.
I mean, he's the one talking.
Is that
about
the pig? Blame Altuve. Is that the pig hanging out the window?
Someone did tweet us that, but no, it just happens to be something someone created.
Oh, okay.
Blame it on. Oh, I hate that. If you're going to blame anyone, blame it on Jose Altuve for having so much joy.
The time of his life out there.
I don't know. He had the time of his life out there. I mean, all I could think of was, are you kidding me? I got Polanco at second and Altuve at left. No bat at second and no arm in left. I feel like another title's on the way. But you know why? Because McCullers just thrown 5 times without getting hurt.
How about that?
And he's up to 90.
That is something.
And he's up to 90.
It's not so much who he picked in his mock draft, but who he left out that I'm concerned with. I have a few names.
Quintravius Jackson.
Is this a Mockingdale?
This is going to be David.
Okay.
Well, you did leave out Starks.
Actually,
did you leave out Starks?
Malachi Starks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did leave him out.
Yeah. His tape ain't first round just because somebody puts it in there.
No. Everybody thinks that's very clownish of you. That was the comment I saw most.
No, the one they hated the most is Jeanty to the Jets. Yeah. The Jets are mad at me. And Michigan fans got mad that I had Mason Graham, their defensive tackle.
11th,
They were all mad. Most people weren't too mad, though. Like, it was, you know, I knew who was going to be mad going in. And then I've been told now I got tagged into a conversation.
Why don't you try to make everybody happy instead of bad?
I got tagged into a conversation because I don't F your happiness. I want you to be sad. And then I get tagged into.
Wow.
I get tagged into. Well, the Rockets are
losing. You had zero trades in the first round.
I don't do trades in the first one.
Oh.
But, you know, then I had to hear people tell me that Shador is an elite player. Like, you have two elite Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks like Cam Ward and Shador. And I'm like, listen, I know you're Jets, they're Giants fans. And I saw this happen with Bears fans and Commanders fans. Because last year,
once you have that pick, you want to believe that you have incredible players there available for you. So you start really hyping them up. Like, Caleb was generational. I found out that last year. Caleb Williams was generational, even though his tape was like, ugh. And then I went to the year before, and I'm like, wait a minute. This isn't as good as I thought it was going to be. There's nothing generational about this. And then Washington fans got really mad when I had Jaden Daniels ahead of Drake May. Because Drake May, they had been told, was elite.
Drake May is elite.
And so I found out how elite Drake May was and that Caleb was generational. And now I'm finding out that Cam and Shadur are Super Bowl caliber playmakers. Even though I told a guy, I said, look, Shadur's going to be fine if he plays Kirk Cousins type ball. You know, is a game manager. And everyone thinks game manager is some kind of, you know, in a way, C.J. Stroud is a game manager in some ways. It's there's very few true playmakers. There's very few true playmakers who get outside the pocket.
Year him making plays in the final minutes.
Making a few play. Well, look, you can make throws and all that stuff. But, yeah, I mean, look, if you put a team on your back,
yeah,
that's a playmaker.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Joe Burrow is not a runner, but he, yes.
He's a playmaker.
He's a playmaker. And CJ's got some of that, too. He's flashed it. It doesn't always sustain.
No.
But Shadur is not going to be. He didn't even have arm talent. Like, he has kind of a, not a great arm, but he's really accurate. And it's okay. Do what you do best, and you can be a really good player. Yeah, there's a lot of players who become very good quarterbacks and make a lot of money, Kirk Cousins, because they're accurate. And they make good decisions with the football.
Yep.
Just do that.
All right. And you know what I do and what I did yesterday?
When Frank we got Coors back, Light.
You're damn right. I went out to Wildcat, me and Tim and Manny and Clay, and we played. We drank. We were throwing down Coors Lights, and that was just great fun. Then we went over to Luling's and had Coors Lights, and that's just great fun. Went home, watched the Rockets and Coors Lights. I mean, there seems to be a common bond here. There seems to be a common thread, and it's Coors Lights. And that's what I love about my life. There's a commonality, okay? I'm consistent. I love me some Coors Lights. I have been loving them a lot more recently than, I mean, I think so, but I'm pretty sure I'm pretty consistent with my Coors Light intake. So here's the deal. Is I love me some Coors Light. I want you to love you some Coors Light. If you haven't tried it, please do. I know your friend. I'm telling you, order it. And your friends, all of a sudden, everybody, you'll notice, hey, man, everybody's drinking Coors Lights around here. Why are there all those other beers still in the fridge when Coors Light is emptying out? You know why? Because cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. Because you know you're refreshed. Because you know the mountains are blue. Let's go. Let's climb on, brother. If you're looking for a great way to keep Texas chill, Coors Light.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Our own Quentin Grimes on the move. He's going to Philadelphia. And Caleb Martin is going to the Sixers. Caleb Martin has a four-year, $28 million deal. Wow. That seems like a lot for a Caleb Martin. Quentin to Grimes. Be,
you think $7 million per year for
that's poverty.
For Caleb Martin?
He couldn't even live in Los Angeles.
Seventh or eighth man is too much?
Yeah. Or ninth man?
Yeah, he couldn't live in Los Angeles for that.
I mean, that guy...
You have to live in the Valley.
That guy nearly won an Eastern Conference Finals himself. Remember? That's why he got paid. Now it took two seasons, but he got paid for that. He's like an eighth man. That's what eighth men make.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as
maybe more.
As long as you get to a second contract,
I need to be an eighth man in the league.
You do.
Move to L.A.
You live in L.A.
I know. Well, when I'm... No, well, we don't own anything in L.A. I'm hoping she... Maybe she'll get fired before...
Maybe she'll before get we fired.
Before you have to buy a house. I was listening to a podcast yesterday. Sam Harris was talking about all the disaster stuff. And the guy he had on there was like, yeah, my son, some of his property... They were talking about how they're going to... What's going to happen with insurance that the state and local government is going to have to step in and help people, you know, help people from an insurance standpoint. Because you're not, like, you can't get insurance anymore. Which is not...
Well, we found that you can. You can get insurance. You can.
Not affordable. Your wife makes substantially more than most people do in L.A.
No. Well, no. I'm not substantially more than most
people. Well, than most people. Yeah, more than most people.
Well, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not affordable. Like, some people can't even get homeowners insurance, so how are they going to do it? And they were talking about how this may have to turn into a government thing because they can't get businesses to insure. And the guy said, my son, yeah, I thought of you. He said, my son had some of his house was partially damaged and he was looking for a new insurance company. And he's like, the quote he told me he got was, he said, it was like the price of, you know, it was like you're paying more than two mortgages. He said, it was unbelievable how much the price is. So you need Wendy to get fired.
Yeah. It would be great if she, I don't know.
Well, can you, you can do male golfer. You could get her fired.
I could get her fired.
What's the age old saying behind every successful woman in L.A. is a man hoping she gets fired?
Yes. You know what his nickname is?
The problem?
The problem.
I am the problem. I am certainly not the solution.
If you have a problematic husband and you are in L.A.,
yeah,
that could be enough to, like, hey, listen, the juice isn't worth the squeeze here, Miss Granada.
I know who can afford to live in L.A., and that's going to be Derek Stingley. He's going to get paid.
Eventually.
He's going to get paid.
Yes.
Oh, he's already making enough, thank you. The three overall pick money is pretty good. He
enough.
Can live in L.A.
That's enough.
Yeah, he can live in L.A.
Well.
But the money that he's going to make, and the good news is, he wants to make it all right here in the city of Houston.
For you, you've put the groundwork in to have an opportunity to get there. How important is it for you to get a deal done and remain a Houston Texan?
Well, I mean, I want to stay in Houston the rest of my career, really. The deal, you know, the deal gonna happen when it happens. You know, we still gotta take care of business. I still gotta work out. I still gotta be there. Be around the team because Nico Collins, when he was doing all that last year, every day I'm in there working out. I see him working out, so that's the standard that we got over there with the Texans. So that's what I'm gonna try to keep on doing.
You know, it's just, he's got a great attitude. The kid, Ryan, that was Ryan Clark's podcast.
He's
got
the pivot.
What is it?
Yeah, the pivot, Ryan
Clark. The pivot. Anyway, he had, you know, the other guys there, and Ryan Clark was talking about just how unassuming Derek Stingley is, that, you know, other guys are. Derek Stingley answered the question, how'd you know you were? He goes, well, I'm in college, and I'm watching these guys in the NFL, and I go, oh, I covered that guy. I covered that guy. Wow, maybe I could play. Maybe I can be a pro. And they were all like amazed. You know, you're the best guy in the draft, and here you are just wondering whether or not you can play. But that's Derek Stingley. He's very unassuming. He's very humble.
At LSU, he was really, they call him a different kind of guy, which wasn't necessarily a compliment, but it wasn't a slam. He's just like, he's kind of off on his own.
Yeah.
He's got some, you know, from what I heard from LSU people, it's kind of a loner, kind of a Ricky Williams vibe where he doesn't like to be around people a lot. Like,
he's
selective. I liked about what he said there was
Del Stingley.
Only way he's like me.
A lot like that. But what he said was, that was really cool, is that, hey, man, Nico Collins, this is what happens when you have a lead by example guy. This is what happens when you have good culture in the locker room. You have a guy like Nico, who's like, I'm getting paid. I'm not worried about it. I'm trying to win, too. The money's going to come. Because the money is going to come. If you're good at any sport, at any position, the money is going to come. And so he saw Nico in there. And listen, he mentions, like, man, I see Nico in there. He's working. Like, now, had he been a guy who said, I'm not coming in here until I get my bag.
Yeah.
That could have been an impact on Derek Stingley at that time where he said, well, Nico's not in here. Instead, Nico is in there. And so now he's telling people, man, Nico was in there getting his stuff done, so I need to be in there working. That's just one example of how one good football character guy who cares about the game and knows the money's coming, had an impact on Derek Stingley, who is, this guy's one of the best corners in the league. He's in the conversation as top three corner in the league right now. Surtain is number one, but he's in that conversation.
I've seen other ones that Stingley won and Surtain second. So, I mean, he's getting his due because he deserves it.
Stingley could live in LA. I'm looking at this contract.
Is there any point that Nico regrets signing that deal?
Oh.
I mean, because he's not going to be the highest paid wide receiver. Is he going to be like, man, I guess I'm not getting paid like I should be? I mean, I hope not. I hope that's not going to be the case. But he signed a deal that was very team friendly.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really care. I just care about if he's winning.
Well, no, I care if he's not happy, then I guess we'll care.
They'll have to redo a deal. Is Mulgetta his agent?
I don't know who his agent is.
He's not. So I don't care as much.
It's Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah.
So the Texans have found...
What that tells you, by the way, is that Nico was good with the deal. Rosenhaus isn't just going to settle for a team-friendly deal. That was Nico said, let's just get it done. This is good money. Let's get it done. Yep. Nico even said after the contract was signed, he goes, man, this is good money. This is more money than I'll ever have in my life or whatever.
No.
So Nico's not really about what the number is as much as trying to win championships.
Right.
He's a dog, man. Nico is. And look, it wouldn't surprise me in a couple of years if he keeps playing like this, if the Texans extend him and give him a bunch more money. It wouldn't surprise me in the least if he basically gets an influx of guaranteed money and cash up front. In fact, I would be shocked if Drew Rosenhaus doesn't bring that up in a couple of years. Kind of his job to say, hey, guys, how about we do another extension and let's add two more years on here and maybe get my guy a signing bonus right now.
Well, you can tell you're listening to our station and not the other station, the Texan station, because we buried the lead, and we will give you the lead on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, Lance and I are both talking about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. We love what Billy does. We love... I'm a big fan of, you know, from the top on down, having a philosophy, having integrity, having a plan, being actually so aware of your clientele and making sure that they get a great deal. Because I love when businesses, and I love speaking for businesses like that, and I know that that's Billy Brown as well. Billy cares. Billy wants to do the best plumbing job he can for you. He's here. I know every time Billy comes to your house, it's not an easy time because you have some kind of a problem with your plumbing. That's not a great thing. So Billy is here to make sure that you get the best deal that you possibly can, that you get a free evaluation when they walk in, as opposed to a lot of other plumbers who are going to charge you just to show up.
People charging you to show up, I mean, I hate that, because then they've got the leverage over you. Because then if you say, okay, oh, that's what the problem is, yeah, and we'll apply this fee to you if we do the work. If not, too bad, so sad. I'm like, I don't want that. I'm going to probably choose that company anyway. Why don't I just go with a company that's not charging me that fee at the front end, and that's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They do the small jobs, the big jobs. They can move gas lines. They can repipe underneath your home. The difficult jobs, you trust a company that's going to have fair pricing, that are transparent, and they get it done the right way. No one's having to come in and do work behind them like I've had Aqueduct have to do for another plumbing company. So make sure that Aqueduct Plumbing Company is the first call you make. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.